When the polar bear exhibit opened at the Kansas City Zoo, it immediately created a spike in attendance, and it's not hard to see why. The image of a half-ton polar bear gliding like a fish through the clear water within arm's reach, but just for the glass, is incomparable. Nikita delicately places his back paws, baseball mitt size, on the glass and catapults his 1,000-pound body into a graceful backflip. The children screech with delight.
They're a big show for everybody that comes in. And the people who are members here have really kind of taken them into as their family members. We have people that come back and look at them on a weekly basis.
Head animal caretaker Sean Putney has met me here to talk about the exhibit. The bear display exceeds industry standards for polar bears in captivity, with 140,000 gallons of water, 14 feet deep at its deepest, an acre for the bears to walk around in, even a cubbing den. He says it's nice.
Just a lot of room to move around, a lot of viewing space for the public. As far as polar bear husbandry goes, they've got a five-star resort here.
When news spread throughout the zoo world that the aging female Berlin needed a new home, director of the Kansas City Zoo, Randy Wistoff, put out the word that Kansas City would love to house her. It could only boost the zoo's attendance, but also provide a possible mate for Berlin at a time when there aren't many polar bear couples in captivity.
She had been with a male. They never had cubs. You never know why. Was it something with her, something with him? Did they just not get along? What was it? And all of a sudden, Nikita rose to the top of the chart as a potential sire for her.
Zoos have been taking an active role in wildlife conservation for years, but today they're also catering to a public more educated and concerned about the loss of species in the wild. That's a marketing opportunity not lost on cities.
There's not a major city out there that is really attractive for the leisure market that does not have a good, solid zoo, and ours is good and improving.
Rick Hughes is president and CEO of the Kansas City Convention and Visitors Association. He says their studies show that more than one-third of almost 900,000 visitors to Kansas City in 2012 came from outside the nine-county area. By their calculation, each one of those tourists leaves roughly $150 in the community. It's more if they stay in a hotel, dropping close to $150 million on the Kansas City economy. These travelers, Hugh says, list the zoo as one of the top five reasons they come to Kansas City.
Whether it's the penguins or the polar bears, plural, those are very unique. You will not find those in a lot of the institutions around the country. So they have special appeal and we believe really are helpful in drawing tourists.
For the moment, the visitors aren't seeing that love connection the zoological matchmakers were hoping for between Nikita and his new female roommate, Berlin. She pretty much keeps her distance, wandering off if he gets too close. She is, after all, quite a bit older, so his frisky demeanor may take some getting used to. Is she warming up to him at all? I ask Zoo Director Randy Wistoff.
I would hope so. She seems to be tolerating him a little more these days. We hope she mellows out a little more. He just wants to play, and she's kind of being a little bit surly with him, but we're hoping as time passes that they'll get a little friendlier and potentially have some cubs, because that really would be a tremendous opportunity for us to add to the polar bear population here in this country.
At 26, Berlin is approaching the end of her cub-bearing years. But now is the time. Like for most mammals, springtime is mating season for the polar bears. Caretakers say they probably won't know if Nikita and Berlin hook up. They'll have to wait for signs she is pregnant, like a voracious appetite, later this summer. Meanwhile, a 24-hour Nikita cam installed by KCTV allows people all over the country to keep tabs on the new pair and gives Kansas City another unusual marketing tool. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.